The unprecedented scale of the bushfires continues to prompt an outpouring of grief around the world. Overnight, more high-profile leaders, including the US Vice President and Prince Charles, pledged their sympathy and support, as Julia Holman reports.
The blazes burning across the country have been making international headlines for weeks, and the extent of the devastation has shocked those around the world.
Both my wife and myself are thinking of you so very much at such an incredibly difficult time and in such impossible and terrifying circumstances.
In a video message urging people to donate to the Red Cross relief effort, Prince Charles expressed his support and sympathy to those affected by the bushfires.
Both of us have been in despair the last several weeks watching this appalling horror unfolding in Australia.
He says he's deeply concerned about the loss of wildlife and habitat destroyed in the infernos, and his thoughts are with those on the front lines.
We wanted to say how much we've been thinking of all those remarkable, courageous, determined firefighters who've done so much and worked ceaselessly to exhaust you. And we feel so deeply with the families of those who have been lost and lost their lives in the course of carrying out their remarkable duties as only they can do.
In the US, Vice President Mike Pence tweeted, "Our hearts are with the courageous firefighters, first responders, Scott Morrison, and the people of Australia during this terrible bushfire season." And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also sent a message of support.
"I want to offer my condolences to the people of Australia for the tragic loss of life and property caused by the devastating wildfires across that region."
He says his thoughts are with the Australian brigades, as well as the American firefighters who have been sent here to assist.
"We have a truly unbreakable alliance. They are great friends, and we're happy to be able to help the Aussies in this time of need."
British politicians have also expressed their alarm.
Order! Order. "On behalf of the whole House, I wish to express my deepest sympathies with the people of Australia as they continue to experience the horrific wildfires which are laying waste to so much."
The Speaker of the House of Commons, Lindsay Hoyle, says later this week British MPs will give speeches about the still unfolding crisis.
"The magnitude of the disaster unfolding in Australia should shock us all, with human and animal lives and precious species of fauna being destroyed. This is a wake-up call for the world."
And it's not just politicians. Dozens of celebrities and entertainers have also expressed solidarity. And in Sydney overnight, singer Elton John closed his concert, saying his heart was breaking at the biblical scale of the devastation.
"You should all be in awe of the work that the firefighters are doing."
And he pledged $1 million to the bushfire relief effort.
"I love Australia so much. And to those who've lost their homes, God bless. I hope that your life will be repaired very, very soon."
Singer Elton John ending that report from Julia Holman.